The Transportation Security Administration has introduced a new rule extending the use of traditional driver's license for identification at airport security checkpoints until May 7, 2025. With the final rule, travelers can continue using their driver's licenses and, at some airports, mobile driver's licenses for identification at security checkpoints without needing a real ID for an extended period. The Real ID Act security requirements have faced multiple delays, with the latest extension pushing enforcement till May 7, 2025. This final rule from the TSA officially allows driver's licenses to be used at security checkpoints and in federal buildings until then. The rule is a reprieve for travelers who have yet to transition to real IDs, offering more time and flexibility for states and individuals to comply with the enhanced requirements. With the rise of digital identification, mobile driver's license have emerged as a key component in the TSA's updated security framework. Unlike a physical driver's license, a mobile driver's license is a digital version stored on a smartphone, easily accessible and convenient for those accustomed to digital wallets. The TSA currently accepts mobile driver's licenses issued by 11 states, including Arizona, California, and Maryland, across 27 airports nationwide. Each mobile driver's license must be verified at security checkpoints using a reader or scanner which confirms the authenticity of the ID and the traveler's identity. Starting on November 25, 2024, TSA will offer states a temporary waiver option for Real ID requirements, allowing continued use of mobile driver's license even as the Real ID enforcement date approaches. Once approved, these waivers will ensure travelers from states utilizing mobile driver's licenses can continue accessing TSA security checkpoints with minimal disruptions. The shift to digital IDs represents a major change in how we handle identification, especially at airports. For travelers, mobile driver's licenses provide a convenient alternative to physical IDs. No more digging through wallets, no more misplaced IDs. However, with the rollout of mobile driver's license still limited to select states and airports, only a fraction of travelers currently benefit from the technology. Additionally, while mobile driver's licenses may simplify airport security, travelers should expect an adjustment period as TSA continues to expand and refine the digital ID technology. One point to consider is the temporary nature of this allowance. The TSA intends to finalize more comprehensive requirements for mobile driver's licenses, which will gradually replace the waiver system. For travelers who want to take advantage of mobile driver's license or other digital IDs, it's best to monitor TSA announcements as more states join the program and airport technology improves to meet mobile driver's license standards. Eventually, the TSA hopes to implement the readers nationwide, making the use of digital IDs a standard practice across all U.S. airports. As travel increasingly shifts to digital solutions, the TSA's extension of the Real ID deadline and the gradual acceptance of digital IDs mark significant progress towards a more streamlined and modernized identification process. This phased approach benefits travelers, easing the transition while offering the convenience of a digital wallet for identification. However, with Real ID enforcement looming, travelers should remain proactive about their ID needs. The option to use traditional driver's license or state ID until 2025 buys some time, but the rise of mobile driver's license suggests a future where digital IDs become essential for hassle-free travel. For those in states with approved mobile driver's license, it might be time to consider adopting this digital tool. Just don't forget to check that your preferred airports are equipped to support this new wave of traveler-friendly technology.